Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rodeo fans, that's right, live on Making8.com. It's the Ross Hill Hour, and we're talking about the man himself. Here he is, Ross Hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, and it is 5 o'clock somewhere. Good to have you here. It's Sunday, February the 14th, another half month passed. We're talking about Valentine's Day, Scott. Personally, I hadn't had to give a Valentine's present out yet, but I want to say that for all you men that did soul up, not get so well on your Valentine's, or the ones that did get so well, I want to say for all of the men, happy Valentine's Day, ladies. And now that we got that over with, we're going to move on to the Olympics. And the biggest story that's probably ever come through in the Olympics history is a downhill.
Hold on, Ralph. What's this? What's going on, man? Are you there? What the heck, Ralph?
Ralph, all right, is that man. Paul Holloway? Hugh, for the real note, thank you for the music, Scott. It's always good to have you on the switchboard. Everybody, give a round of applause to Scott Music, my man running the plan down there.
Hey, I'm just glad to be here.
We appreciate you, bud. All right, guys, we're going to talk about this. We're going to bring it out because this is serious. Probably the greatest tragedy that ever come down in Olympic history was a 21-year-old Georgian.
Georgia, I didn't know downhill sloping was going on in Georgia. Right?
Matt, that's the country Georgia. That's,
oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry about that.
Yeah, all right, so the country of Georgia, I thought the same thing when I heard he was from Georgia. I said, I didn't know they'd have an Olympic. You know, speaking of Olympic athletes from Florida, we also got a pair of figure skaters from South Florida down there, from Florida somewhere down there in Scott's country.
That's right.
We got an ice skating rink, Scott.
Man, they do have a couple ice skating rinks down here at the malls, and you'll see them out there all the time, you know. Shoot, I think when I get out there, I think I'm an Olympic skater myself.
Well, I want to see it. Next time I come down, we're going ice skating. I'm actually be proud to lay on some ice when I'm in Florida because I stay sweating the whole time.
Well, you have to rent your shoes or your skates down here because ain't nobody own them, man. You know there ain't no use for them down here.
Well, I understand that. I actually got a set of roller skates, and that's as far as I'm going with it. All right. I'm going to say about Friday the 12th, the biggest strategy, man, why can I talk about? I'm on coffee at night.
And jitters, man.
Got the
jitters?
Yeah. I enjoy it. All right. We're looking at my man. Now, excuse me, anybody that's out of country and understands I'm a little redneckish. We're talking about Nodar Kumar Ritsashvili died Friday. And
you got that.
And our question, our trivia question of the week is going to be if somebody can call in and pronounce Nodar's name correctly without a recording or without like like me and Matt talking over here. All right, so if you can pronounce Nodar's last name correctly, I have a prize packet that we will send out to you. I want to take a hats off for that kid, and I want to say one thing, Scott.
Yep.
If I ever die in the bullfighting ring, and that is doing what I love, I want y'all to know that I died doing what I love, and I died doing my purpose in life, and you know, not just to point that out. I know that's a sad time for all the Georgians.
Yep. I agree with you there, Ross.
And I really feel like this kid.
Ross, you got to hold still, man. You're fading in and out really bad. We're losing you, buddy.
All right, well, I got another phone I can call you on if you want me to.
It's that daggone tower over there in Muscle Shoals, man. They only got like one tower down there. It's got to run all them freaking cell services, don't they?
Yeah, and what's bad is it's not in Muscle Shoals.
Oh, it's not even in Muscle Shoals, huh? I think the reception kind of skips over Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, it's a bad deal, Scott. We're not going to talk much about cell phones. The first thing that comes to my mind is a cell phone bill.
Oh, yeah, you're right, man. Right on. But, hey, back to the whole deal, man. The Olympics are going on. They obviously started things off with a really bad tragedy, man. And I get exactly what you're saying, Rolf. This guy definitely went out doing what he loves. And that's, you know, that's important, man. You know, you only got one chance at this life. And, you know, if you're not gonna take that time and take those challenges and take those risks, then what good is it? You know, I mean, it's just kind of disappointing that a lot of people go through life and they don't challenge themselves enough because they're afraid of those risks. But I'll tell you right now, Ross, I definitely agree with you, man. And shoot, if you were to go down in that arena, I'd be the first one out there to kick a little dirt on you, man, because I know that's what you'd want.
Well, I appreciate you, Scott, and that's not what I want by no means.
I hear you.
I would be content in heaven knowing that, you know, if that was, and I'd want everybody in that's still here on earth to know that you know, that's, I'm doing what I love when I'm in that arena, and even traveling to and fro, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the game. And one thing we want to say about Nodar and the Olympics, you know, is you got the best guys in the world doing some of the most extreme stuff in the world. I mean, I've been watching, and I ain't gonna lie to you, Scott. There is no fucking way that I would get in one of those little sleds and take out down that slope. I mean, there's nothing that would. I went sledding this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, off of a little bank, you know, compared to what they do. And
right.
we was on a garbage can lid, me and Rooster from down in your country. And, you know, it was a little intense there just doing that. I got a video clip of it. I'll hit one day, but maybe YouTube action. I don't know. But we had a good time, and I just couldn't imagine how fast, 91 miles an hour, they clocked him at before he wrecked. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what was even worse than that, man? And this was, struck me as being really odd, man, is the amount of video footage they actually showed this guy on his last minutes on Earth, man. You know what I mean? It was almost gruesome, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, you know, from somebody who sees that kind of stuff on a regular basis, you know, man, I mean, that's rough to watch. It was rough for me to watch, you know, here at home. So I was kind of shocked about that, man. Got to tell you, man, you got some phone lines lighting up. Are you ready to take some callers, or you want to keep moving on?
Yeah, let's take a caller. Let's see who's online.
Oh, shoot. All right. Hang on. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
Hello?
Hello.
Number one, you're on the Ross.
This is your lovely sister.
Yes, ma'am. Is this Amber?
Yes. I want you to know that I have Cody Morgan and Blake O'Connor and Billy Blissett said hello, and Manny Kunde, we're all over here at Jackson. They all want to say hello, so I'm going to let you talk to Cody.
Hey, Ross. Ross.
Yes, sir.
Hang on.
I didn't know you had a sister, man.
Hey.
It's
Valentine's Day. You better watch what you say, Scott.
Look at
Hang on.
Valentine's
Here's
Day,
Cody.
Man. I'm already in the doghouse with one of them, so.
What's up, Ross?
Well, you say, Cody, good to have you on, brother. You're live. Remember, you are live. That's L-I-V-E. What's going on, dude?
Oh, not much. Everything's good. Do you want to try to answer my question of the week?
Don't do it.
Yeah, what's up? What is it?
What is the last name of the kid, 21-year-old athlete, that died in the Olympics? How do you pronounce his last name? It starts with K. Nodar?
Man, tell you the truth, dude, I have not the slightest idea. I heard about it happening, but I really don't know. So I was kind of in the blue about it.
All right, well, Cody, let me ask you one thing, brother, since you are on. How would you feel if you died riding bulls? I mean, I know you wouldn't feel nothing, actually. But, you know, in a sense that this man died doing what he's trained to do all his life, you know, and a tragedy, to turn it from a negative to a positive, how would you, how could you explain that, maybe if it was one of your friends?
Man, I tell you, if it was me or one of my friends, I'd just look at it, try to be as positive as I could about it, man. The guy was doing what he loved to do, and, you know, and that's the risk you take doing anything like that, you know, with any kind of danger involved. And not just that, you know, any kind of sport with the high risk of being killed or something like that. And I'm sure that everybody could agree with me. I mean, the guy was, you know, living a dream, doing what he wanted to do, and at the best of the best at the Olympics, you know, and it's tragedy that it happened, but I'm sure if he had to go, then that would be the way that he'd want to go.
You're right, man. There's nothing better and nothing worse at the same time that will bring an embarkment on the Olympics. I mean, I say this, Cody. One more question for you, brother. For $100, would you take the sled down the luge race?
Man, that's a tough question. I think I'd have to pass on that one. That's pretty tough. I guess that's like having to ask somebody to – I guess it's like having to ask him if he'd get on the bull for $100. That's pretty intense. I don't think if I'd ever been on one, I don't think I'd do that. I'd have to pass.
Okay, well, I'm going to see him out next time. Cody, man, it's awesome to have you on. Thank you. And too bad that you wasn't up on your vocabulary, man, because I got a cool little miniature, like a makeup-type day bag I'm going to send out here if it gets this question correct. So all of you who are listening and are online, go and try to get his pronunciation right and call me back with the correct punctuation of his name, and we got you a bag in store.
And sounds good, Rob.
First caller. Cody, thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Scott, back to you, brother. Listen, sure. I want to point one more thing out. I took a list here earlier. The USA is holding 5 medals total, and that's more than anybody else is holding in one country. We got 1 gold, we got 2 silvers, and 2 bronzes. How do you think this deal's going to wind up?
I don't know, man. Well, you know, the Americans are always tough at it, and there's no doubt about that. You know, we've been going at it for such a long time, and you know the American way about them. And you know what? Really, I would say that the event started with the rodeos itself. You know that these guys here are competitors, man. They're fierce competitors. They want to win whatever they're doing. You know, and really, you know, if you think about it, Ross, I mean, the first events that we were really competing in were daggone rodeos, man. So you know, it is somewhat a piece of our heritage in the sense that it's a sport that we're all competing for. And shoot, man, I'd like to see maybe in the summer games have some Olympic deals. What do you say?
Oh man, I wouldn't know what to say. It'd be awesome. I tell you this, talking about the USA, we can break it on down to the Southeast. You talk about somebody representing, man. We got Roll Tide, Alabama, number one, coming from the background.
Oh, I know.
We got the Saints rolling in there. We got bull riders out the whizang. We got enough bull riders to put together our own Olympic team in the Southeast. You know, JB Mooney, Cody Nance. You know, I could go through the list, but, I mean, it's just on and on and on. The Rash Brothers, you know, I mean, it could just keep going with who's come out of the Southeast. Brian Corson, you know, the old hand. And, shoot, it's just – it's awesome to see the Southeast representing as good as they are. I mean, and then, like, I wanted to bring up the figure skating. K.D. Denny, or I think it's Cade. Cade Denny and Jeremy Barrett, I watched them tonight. They've only been skating together for 18 months. The other contestants, some of the other veterans have been skating together for 18 years. What in the world could you imagine, you know, only being together for 18 months and hitting the perfect unison as these two did. I mean, I watched it, and I might have missed my calling, Scott. Them girls are beautiful.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt, man. That's right on. Well, I'll tell you what, there ain't nothing like the way you're watching some of them guys twirl up some of them girls out there on the dance floor or on the skating rink. But I'll tell you right now, man, I can't skate like that. I can't dance and I can't skate. That's two things that we'll get straight right now.
Well, at least you didn't miss your calling.
Yeah, that's for sure, huh?
I guess where I'm saying another thing I want to point about the Southeast, and I know I keep relating back to Jeremy Barrett and Kay Denny, that's the figure skaters. Where in the world, like I said, did they get figure skating down in Florida? I mean, to me, if I had known somebody's going to be an Olympic medalist or an Olympic contender from Florida, I would give them, like, airboat racing or gator hunting or, you know, something of that nature. I mean, Scott, what's the leading sport down there? Surely to goodness it's not ice skating.
Well, I'm telling you, man, for starters, the rodeos are pretty big down here in the Southeast, too. Most people don't know about that. You know, they think, oh, well, Texas, Oklahoma. But, hey, we got some really good athletes, just like you said, Brian Corson. Now, I ain't going to call him old like you did, because I'm going to go back and tell Brian when I see him this week. I'm going to be like, hey, man, Ross Hill called you old on this show. But, you know, really, we got guys like Caleb. We got guys like Caleb Sanderson, man. We got some really young hands that are down here ready to really compete in the rodeo circuits, man. These guys are out getting good. We got a guy, Gary Brown, who's out running on the PRCA circuits, is in the standings right now and doing quite well. So we got a lot of guys down here, man, that can definitely handle themselves. Just like you said, Rooster was up there in North Carolina with you. These guys definitely get it done. But, hey, Ross, man, our phone lines are lighting up, man. We're going to start losing callers here if we don't start taking some, buddy.
Oh, hey, you're on the phone troll there, trolling.
All right, let's see if we can jump on down here and see who's on. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
And you're speaking with Ross Hill in Berlin. Come in. Breaker 1-9, can you hear me now?
Well,
oh, man. Well, that must be some Alabama callers with the cell phone service, Scott. Are they still on?
I don't know what's going on, buddy. Let's hang on a second. Let's see if we can slide on down here and jump on another caller.
All right, hit another one.
Ross Hill Hour. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, no. Can I get a name? Who are we speaking with?
Well, this is Amy Ross. I just need to know what your next schedule is.
Schedule, like where I'm going to go next?
Absolutely. I mean, we're following you, and I need to know what your schedule is.
I'm actually a little worried about that. Scott, I think I'm headed to China for my next one. Bangkok, China is where I'm going next.
No. I'm talking within the States.
Matt the Cat said you could have his schedule.
Oh, yeah, you need that.
Let me know what your schedule is. No, Ross, I need your schedule. Can you email that to me?
I'm headed to Okeechobee, Florida, down to a pro show and a Seminole Indian Rodeo.
There you go. That's close to home.
Come on down. Where are you at right now? Let's go.
Well, I'm in Hollywood, Florida right now, like 20 minutes from Miami.
Oh, well, come on over. Ross Hill's bringing a big party down there here on the west side of Florida, so come on over.
Oh, well, then I'm going to ride with Ross. So where do I need to meet Ross at?
Oh, no.
Ross, you can...
radio show, I'm not sure.
Ross, man, you've had two shows. I've been doing this for over a year. You have two shows, and you already got stalkers, man. That ain't right.
Oh, see, no, I'm not a stalker. Not a stalker.
No, you're not.
No, actually, I'm a bullfighter, too.
Really?
From Georgia?
No, Florida.
Okay.
Well, actually, we're following the party, so.
Well, I tell you what, I will look at maybe picking you up around exit 375 on 75. You think you could be there at like 7 o'clock on Thursday night?
Sure, Ross. You'll be right there waiting on me, okay?
All right.
You don't wait until I get there.
thank you for calling. I hate to cut you short, but I appreciate your call.
That's right, yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see if we can jump on down here and see who else we got here, Ross.
All right, let's roll it.
Man, I'm telling you, these phone lines are lighting up, brother. Ross Hill Hour.
Hello?
Nope.
This is Ross. Is this Ross? Every day, all day. Who is this? Hello? Hey, this is Ross. Talk to me.
This is Byron McIntosh.
Byron McIntosh, an old Wrangler Tour bullfighter. Good to have you on, brother. How are you today? Long time no see.
Yeah, long time no see. What's going on? I'm not going to meet you at any exits or anything, so don't get excited.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to start off. We got Byron McIntosh on the phone. He was at the event this weekend. Byron, I've kind of blew that off on an 800-mile ride home. I've been, just kind of throwing that out the window about every exit I went past. So I'm not going to touch up on so much that happened on the whole thing. I guess I will just run through and say that this weekend we had a little competition in North Carolina, and me and Ray Williams has been fighting bulls together here since just May, and successfully, me and Ray, as an awesome partner, Ray Williams, 40 years old from Houston, Texas, awesome guy, man. I love hanging out with him. He's just a positive, positive driven guy. He don't say much, but when he says something, it means something. And we went undefeated this year. We win every event we went to. We unfortunately wound up reserve champions, but rather than being the year-end champion, Byron, and you tell me what you think about this, I personally rather be the undefeated, finals champion.
Yeah, no, I'd rather be undefeated myself, too, if nobody beat me. I mean, that in itself basically speaks for itself. If nobody beat you, as we all know, fighting bulls, you can't fake it. You either have it or you don't. People can talk about it, but when you actually go out in the arena, you either do it or you don't. And to go undefeated, that means that you did it, and I think that's great.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Byron. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you the vocabulary word of the day. You're going to understand this 100% because you was there this weekend, live and in person. The vocabulary word of the day, folks, is assume. Byron, what does assume mean for you?
Well, assume means that you make an ass out of you and me, and whenever you go somewhere, I'm a firm believer, and you have all the facts straight, and you have it in writing, and that way there's no you said this or you said that. It is what it is, and in my opinion, when you do something or you put an event on, your word is your word, and that's all you have. And if you can't honor that, then I don't think you need to be talking.
Hey, guys, that's coming from a Wrangler bullfight, one of the Wrangler bullfight contestants, Byron McIntosh. He's old school, not old school. The son of a buck is built like a stubby log. He's stocky, man. I've seen him with his shirt off this weekend. Looks like he spends about 4 days a week in the gym. And seriously, he was on the breakfast bar every morning, not in the gym. Byron,
yeah.
How do you keep physique?
Well, Ross, to be totally honest with you, just live healthy and get plenty of sleep, drink a lot of water, and live right. Eat good and take your naps, and that's good for your immune system and your skin. Believe it or not, water is good for your skin, and I'm just a firm believer in living healthy and taking care of yourself as a whole, not just in the gym or the way you eat or talk about it. To me, just do it, live it, and, people will see that, and if they don't.
Tell me what you think. I've drank 44 ounces of soda pop. I got 2 cups of coffee right here with me right now, a Kit Kat bar and some Skittles. I just don't like the taste of water. I'm having to just chug it when I drink. I mean, maybe I'm lacking sleep, too. I don't know.
Well, if you drink all that, maybe you can just run to your next event. You won't even need to drive. You got enough sugar there and caffeine to keep you going. But no, it's just all in how you want to live. Whenever you're doing it right, son, because you're a 2-time world champion, so I got to commend you for that. And you're undefeated in the old North Carolina bullfighting series.
Well, thank you, Byron. And I want to say that it'll be much more profitable for me if I could run to those North Carolina events, because I sure can't pay the gas on that.
Yeah. You might need to start running. That'll save you on your expenses.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to leave out, tell the last caller, Amy, that I'm going to be running down to Florida. I'm going to leave out in the morning, and I might make it down there Thursday night. I might be a little late, though.
Okay, well,
yeah,
she lives down here in Hollywood, and she wants to come to the res down here. You just tell her, come on down here.
Awesome, brother. Hey, listen, I want to say, while you're still on the phone, vocabulary of the word of the day is assume you hit it on the head. The actual definition is to take for granted or without proof. And I want to say on that as a positive note is when you break assume down and you underline it, you see ass, you, and me. So you hit it. It makes an ass out of you and me. Plus, what I want to say is in this bullfighting world, in the contractor's world, in the rodeo world in general, more than likely anything you do, if you can put it on paper, it saves you so much time and grief, and that's why a lot of the bigger shows, you know, let me say that again. That's why all the bigger shows sign the contracts and make you come up front, and you know, and there's penalties for breaking your contracts. So next time, you know, here and there, I've always trusted my friends on deals, but at the same time, I've been the one to not have cell phone service and be assuming what I'm getting paid instead of knowing. So I sure appreciate you for coming on, Byron. It's a pleasure to have you. It's an honor. Hey, I thank you. I thank the SSBR for buying my room this weekend. If it wasn't for y'all, I would not have made it home. I'll say that. I have $10 in my pocket, and that's all. I made a whopping $10 this weekend, but I went undefeated.
Well, that's good. And the bottom line is you know what you did, and they know what they did, and hang your head high, be proud of what you did, and keep going and don't dwell on the negative.
Thank you, Byron. Hey, I appreciate your positive energy this weekend, man. You held me in more than you know. I about lost it a time or two. I wound up throwing the judge's clipboard, I think, right after you left. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but I got a little riled up and chunked the judge's clipboard, and I wound up breaking it. So they tried to escort me out the building and everything, but I wound up got to finish the short go, and we got everything panned out. We all shook hands, and you know, I brought my 200 big win to the house, and that's the way we're going to have to leave it. But undefeated, oh. Williams, Ross Hill, man, I enjoyed it, Ray. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. I think Ray Williams is talking about retiring this year. I hate that he had to retire on that note, but at the same time, like you said, there's one thing you can't speak for, and that's the undefeated part of it. Byron, thank you for having on. We're going to go to another caller.
All right, see you guys.
All right, see you, brother. Scott?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got anybody else on, or you want to jump to another topic?
Well, I'm telling you, man, they're jumping up here left and right. I got another one. Hang on a second. Let's see if we can't get them on the horn here. You're on the Ross Hill Hour. Hello?
Yes. This is Ross.
Oh, Ross. What are you doing?
Alabama caller.
Yep, I think so. Hang on a second. Let's see if we can get another one on there.
All right, check it.
You're on the Raw Sale Hour.
Can y'all hear me?
We can.
This is my number one fan.
It's me. I had to cut my date short from Steak and Biscuit. I assumed we was going to the steakhouse, but you know how that goes.
We appreciate it, really did.
Raw.
Brianna Hall, it's good to have you, and happy Valentine's Day, girlfriend. I know I ain't talked to you all day. How are you today? What did Bart get you?
Well, he took me a Steak and Biscuit.
Steak and Biscuit?
Oh, I assumed we were going to the steakhouse, but we went to Steak and Biscuit.
I'm gonna have to schedule this show around your time because Bart's too big a guy for you to be pissed off at me.
He is happily sitting on the couch watching TV. That's our Valentine's Day. We had to cut the shorts to get back and be on the show. I'm calling in.
Brianna, can you answer our trivia question of the day? What is Nodar's last name? That's the kid that's working for Georgia that died.
Does it start with a K?
It starts with a K. I mean, I'm gonna give you my pronunciation of it, but you're not gonna like it. It's
okay.
Umar Tiyoshivialia. That's
what I got. I don't know. That might be a little Japanese in there. I'm not sure.
Oh, Lord, I'm from Alabama, baby. I can't do it.
You try. You get it free. I hate to cut you short, but we got a lot of callers. Thank you for calling, and happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, Scott, you got another caller, or you want me to jump to another topic? I'm dying to talk about Daytona 500 down in Florida.
Hey, let's get on it, man. Let's talk about some of the Daytona 500 there.
All right, well, how about our man, Dale Earnhardt Jr., coming back towards the end, went from 10th to 2nd in 2 laps without taking anybody out.
Oh, I know, right?
Is that a Dale Earnhardt that you know?
I'll tell you what, Ross, that was a pretty daggone little good race, man. I really sat back and enjoyed it. Now, I got to tell you, man, for the past 5 years, I actually was out at the track working, getting paid to watch that race. And unfortunately, this year, man, there's just got so many things going on, I decided, well, I might ought to just sit back here and kind of do the family thing, kind of work on trying to get the stuff, you know, moved back down here. There's no sense in me going out there to play to watch that race. But I'll tell you what, man, that was one heck of a good little deal. Definitely got to tip our hats to Jamie McMurray for running off a good race. But, you know, that Dale Jr., man, he's a wildcat. I still think he's got it in him. And I expect that's a good way to start things off. I think that'll carry over to the next race as well.
I tell you what, Jamie McMurray, 26 years old, if I'm not mistaken, the Bass Pro Shop car, number one, significantly number one spot. I mean, that's just awesome. Love Dale Earnhardt, Greg Biffle, number three. That was an awesome race. They say Kevin Harvick had the car to beat, but, hey, you know, everybody shuts their door the same. Well, I guess the doors don't shut. Everybody crawls through their window the same, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you've seen the last 16 laps or so of that race, man, that Kevin Harvick, he was pretty fierce out there. I mean, he was dodging in and out of traffic. He definitely had one of the most aggressive cars out there. But to see they kind of changed their rules a little bit this year, too, where, you know, they took away the penalty for bumping, you know, for doing that little bump deal, which was spinning a lot of guys out. They took that rule away, saying they're not going to find these guys. So you saw a lot of that in those last 16 laps. Made it really interesting, man. Hey, we got another caller, Ross. You want to jump on over and talk to him?
Bring him on. I'll introduce
him. All right. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
Hey, man, Ross. What's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I was calling to see how your amount of shooting has been.
Oh, no. I tell you what, man, I hadn't practiced yet, but I'm undefeated in it, too.
Undefeated.
What's the one?
Well, I didn't know if
you ended
up pursuing your career in that or if you're just going to stick with the Mexicans or what was going on.
No, who is this?
It's Cody Webster down here in Oklahoma.
Cody Webster, what's up, brother? Hey, don't you even dream about me quitting freestyling, man, to start mounting shooting right up in the world championship spot every year. That ain't going to be that easy for you, brother. How are you, man? Good to have you on the show.
I'm doing good, man. I feel good. Just been hanging out, listening to this thing on my computer. Got the speaker, about blew it a while ago, but it's all good.
Hey, how's your leg?
Oh, doing good, man. Healing up. Fought 60 head of bulls last night. Got around good, feeling great.
Nice, brother, nice. Well, hey, I want to ask you, can you answer the trivia question of the week? Do you know or can you pronounce the 21-year-old that died in the luge race in the Olympics, Nodar Puma, got it?
Man, I can't even start to pronounce it.
Cody, come on now. I need you to go at least try, man. So if you won't, hang up, call us back here in a bit, see if you can get the pronunciation. Somebody's got to win this bag. I got a shaving kit I'm going to make up for whoever makes this bag or whoever wins. Hey, maybe nobody will win it, and I can keep the shaving kit, Scott.
Hey, I'll be calling you back.
Hey, tell you what, excuse me. All right, I think you hung up, Scott.
Yeah.
Hello.
Whoa,
I'll be calling you back.
Okay, well, hang up.
All right. Well, hey, man, I'll tell you, you know what he's doing, man. That cheating son of a buck, he's going out there to look online, man. You know he is.
Hey, what's so funny about it?
He's going to phone a friend.
100, Scott. Me and you. I bet you 100 he still can't pronounce it correct, because I have the correct pronunciation. I just do it myself.
Well, you know them Okie boys, man. They, you know, they're just like us Southern boys, man. They can't hardly pronounce that stuff. We need to get somebody from the big city, man. Somebody from the Big Apple or something, man. Maybe one of them city slickers or something. They could pronounce it.
Do you have another caller looking at us? Because I have another topic I've been thinking about.
Well, you know what? We got one that just popped up, man. Hang on, let's see if we can't take this caller. You're on the Ross Hill Hour. Hello.
Hello, man.
Oh, they hung up, man. I'm telling you. They're popping up different area codes. Go ahead, Ross. Move on, man. Let's go. What we got?
I got another beautiful lady while we're talking about the Olympics. I can't get off of it because what do? We're a rodeo. We're a sport. I love to see these great sporting actions. Hannah Tedder. I want to say it's Tedder. It might be Teeter. But anyway, awesome. She is the half pike gold medalist woman. Now, I don't know if y'all have seen this lady, but beautiful. She is defending herself in a, I guess you would say, bikini modeled sports illustration book. And I don't know that the Olympics didn't try to give her a hard time or how that went down, but I do know that she is beautiful. She is from Vermont. She sells maple syrup to help the village. Okay, now, Scott, when you sell makeup syrup to help the village, is that similar to selling honey because of the pollen? You know, if you sell honey in the local area, they say you're supposed to eat your locals' honey. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It comes to bees, I guess, something where the allergies are not so bad in the spring when you're cutting your grass. So
right.
Do you think the maple syrup has something to do with that?
I don't know, man, but I'll tell you what. If she's as pretty as you say she is, man, I bought maple syrup from her for sure.
You know, I was actually thinking, too bad she's not modeling that maple syrup, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
I want to give her props here. This year's Olympics was her first appearance. She was six. She has six career firsts in the World Cups. She has won a bronze at the World Championships half pipe. She was a gold medalist in 2004 at the X Games. I got to say that, God, you're going to hold
on, man. No, keep going. It's the Olympics, man.
Oh, yeah.
Keep rolling with it.
He donated $10,000 to Haiti earthquake.
Right on, man. That's what it's about right there.
First thing that come into my mind, Scott, is why didn't it come into my head to donate $10,000? I mean, like, I won $10,000 2 years ago, and I spent it before I got home. And, I mean, on eligible stuff, like, I bought an arena. I bought an arena, and I might as well personally, I don't know. I might as well donate it because the arena's still sitting in my yard.
Oh, man, that ain't no good at all. We got to get out the muscle shoals, man, help you get that sucker set up, don't we?
Hannah, oh, no, it's set up. It's been set up in about five different places. I done had a bulldog tote the back fins off with me and broke a horn in it. I mean, it's getting used, but at the same time, you know, that was my donation. I want to just take my hat off to Hannah Tedder and say that, congratulations on your gold, girl. Just happy Valentine's Day. Big thumbs up. That was awesome to donate that $10,000. You know, no telling the sponsor. I guess if I got sponsorships like she got sponsorships, I wouldn't have no problem donating $10,000 either.
Yeah, right on. Hey, hang on a second, Ross. We got some callers on the line, man.
Come on.
Ross Hill Hour.
Hello.
Hello, come in.
What's up, Ross?
This is Ross. Who is this?
This is Michael Ross, man. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Michael Ross? Good to have you on, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can barely hear you. Speak up a little bit for us. So where have you been going, man? I hadn't seen you at no bull ridings in a while. I know you're right here in Tennessee. Fill me in. How are you doing?
I've been doing good, man. I went to Liberty Bowl a couple weeks ago and tied for second, but I haven't won a whole lot since then.
Well, that works. Well, are you calling in to answer the trivia question? How do you pronounce Nodar's last name?
How do you pronounce what?
The 21-year-old, I might as well not even tell him, should I, Scott?
No, probably not, man. If he's from Tennessee, I can almost bet you he ain't going to be able to get it right.
Oh, that's what I was just thinking to say. Michael Ross, I know this little kid. I've been knowing him since he was in high school rodeo. I mean, just knee-high to a grasshopper. This is one of my favorite hands that we kick it with, and maybe just because we call him Little Ross back in the Tennessee high school, you know, and I'm telling you what, this sumbuck is sure sticky, and when I tell you about grab a hold of one, when this kid gets his mind right, you can't fuck him off. But Michael, it's good to have you on the show, man. Do you have anything to add, anything you want to say? I know I hadn't talked to you in a while. I got a new phone. I don't have anybody's number. Thank you for calling. I got your number now.
Yeah, man, give me a shout for real, and keep on going down the road, and seems like you got everything going right for you, dude.
Well, thanks, brother, man. I will actually call you and tell you some more good news here on the side. I got your text message just now, and I will talk to you later, brother.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
All right, see you, Ann.
Buddy.
All right, Scott.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, phone lines are lighting up, brother. I'm telling you, we got a full board, man. Let's see if we can jump down there and see who else we got. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
Hello.
Come in, Berlin.
Hey, Ross, this is Ponch Self.
What do you say, Ponch?
Nah, shoot, not a whole lot, brother. Hey, we're just going to tell everybody that you came down and fought a bull riding for us in Coleman, Alabama. Myself and Heath Rogers put on and did a heck of a job, you and Justin Bylins. Was glad to have you fellas down this way.
Thank you, Ponch. And speaking of a heck of a job, man, that was an awesome produced show. Y'all sold that thing out Saturday night. I guess you was about probably, what, 300, 400, 500 tickets from selling it completely out?
We didn't like many tickets, Ross. Didn't like many tickets. Man, I think the autograph deal down there at Jack's Western Wear really did some good.
It did. I went and spoke to them here this last week and bought a pair of shoes from them. It was a $100 pair of shoes I got. Man, the most comfortable pair of Columbia shoes I've ever had. Guys, if y'all are anywhere around the North Alabama area, it's exit 304. You get off there, you go 69 north, and Jack's Western Wear is probably a half a mile off interstate on the right. They got a restaurant in there. They got a Western Wear store that'll blow your mind. There's more selection of boots in Jack's Western Wear than anywhere that I've been to east of the Mississippi. So, Jack, we appreciate our sponsorship. Ponch, I appreciate your business, brother. I'm looking forward to coming and rodeo clowning and fighting bulls that next little rodeo y'all got. That is Flying High Rodeo, Ponch Self and Heath Rogers. They did an awesome job producing that show, and they bring bulls to our bull riding. And it's good to see y'all doing good, and I appreciate you calling in, Ponch. Good to have you on, brother.
All right, brother. We're looking forward to your deal, 4th of July. Myself and my wife, we always look forward to it. And you always produce a hell of an event there on the 4th of July. And, shoot, we sure looking forward to it.
Hey, one more thing I want to point out. Ponch Self wins the fraternity bull riding. We did a little fraternity deal at our deal. I guess it was 2 years ago, 2008. And,
2007.
Yeah, 2007 was it. Man, I'm getting old. Dead gum. Ponch won the fraternity. He brought a bucking son of a gun over there, and he was right there in the door, and he definitely deserved to win it. I will say this, Ponch, that was the little bull that Chris Reeves made the round with holding the beer can. Am I not correct?
I think so.
Yeah, to have that on video would be just in awe, but I tell you, Chris Reeves was out there, got caught in the middle of the arena with a beer. I mean, that's why we say no beer in the arena, and this little bull about – wow, I think the bull had done read the rules before the deal.
Maybe so. Well, Ross, you have a good man and good luck with your show, and we sure enjoy listening to it down here in Alabama.
Thank you, Ponch. Appreciate you, brother. Next caller.
We'll see.
All right. Let's see if we can jump on down here and see who else we got. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
Yeah, say something. Hey, Ross.
Hello, hello. This is Ross.
Hey, Ross, this is Sam from Louisiana, and I'm up here at the Dixie Nationals, and I hear you're in the Dakotas, and they're paying better than the Dixie Nationals.
No. We're not going to talk about that, Sam. We've already passed that point, and the vocabulary of the word was... I know from Louisiana, and with the last name Boudreaux, you know all about whom.
We're up here, and we're going to have some Cajun cooking going on tonight and again tomorrow, and you're going to miss it.
I've already missed it, Sam. Everybody called me Saturday night, and they blew me up. I can't tell you how disgusted I was to not be at Dixie Nationals this year. I've had to miss it a couple years because of rodeo and going to some bigger shows. And this weekend, I assumed that I could make some money, and I wound up just driving up there and driving back for freaking free. I got back home, and I had $10 in my pocket, and I'm disgusted about it. But we threw it out the window. There's another day, another dollar. We will live to see another one, and I will be at Dixie Nationals soon. Maybe not this year, maybe not next. Well, definitely not this year. Maybe next year.
Well, I heard that the Hill Girls just really rocked up here. They made all.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't want to hear about all that.
Well, we had a room full, and we just wanted to hear you talk, and I think it's pretty cool that you got your own show.
Thank you, Sam. Hey, I appreciate your call. Talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, man, Ross, you got more fans than I'll tell you what, man, you're right up there with daggone Garth Brooks, I can tell you, especially after the concerts you've been putting on out there in Vegas. I think you're definitely comparing to him, man. Phone lines are still lighting up, man. You ready to roll?
Rolling.
All right. You're on the roll, Phil Hour.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
This is Ross. Go ahead.
Hey, Ross, it's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, how are you doing?
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you, too. Is it okay if I complain about Singular to you?
No, because you know what? I didn't call for that. But go ahead.
All right, I will introduce Tiffany. Tiffany is my Singular rep, and a good job she does. She works for Singular, and she is a happy, happy... let's see, I guess you would say Singular rep. an iPhone or AT&T. It's not even Singular no more, is it? It's AT&T.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you.
Okay. AT&T, my bad. You know I'm back in 96, you know what I'm saying? Ain't much changed.
I know.
If it was my choice, I'd still be carrying that little bag phone around, you know what I mean?
With duct tape.
Anyway, she meets me. At the NFR, at the AT&T booth, because I was good friends with Jamie that was doing the announcing out there. Well, I have duct tape on the back of my phone, you know, holding my battery together. So I'm like, hey, you know, y'all got just a back. I didn't even want a new phone. I was just asking for the back of the phone. And she's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe you're using that piece of crap. You know, I'm like, what are you talking about? This thing gets serviced everywhere. It's waterproof. It's only $32 to replace it. Not just is it $32 to replace it. You get a cell phone charger with it. Like, I love that phone. Now I got an iPhone, and the battery lasts about maybe 6 hours. Like, I mean, like, I can wake up in the morning, and I can wake up late, like 10:30, 9, somewhere in there, and the battery will be dead before dark. I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I'm having a great day. How about you? Thanks for asking.
Happy Valentine's. Happy Valentine's. Sorry, Tiffany. You didn't have to work today, did you?
No, I was off. But, hey, I have two things I want to say.
Okay, quick, fast, in a hurry.
Did you get the thing I sent you?
Did not. Otterbox.
Okay.
I've been scratching my phone off. All right, next question.
And the next one is nobody's tried to pronounce the name yet, right?
All right, let's see what you got.
Okay. I was going to – okay, how do you say it?
I don't want to know how I say it. Like, it ain't even close. It's Nodar Kumar Ritakia Vila, something like that.
Okay, I was going to try Kumaritavili.
You actually read it right, but I don't think that's how it's actually pronounced. I will get back to you, Tiffany. We got that on a voice memo, and I will let you know if you was close enough. You're probably going to win it because you're the only one that's actually tried.
So we're going to have to let you go. We ain't got much time left, so
all
thank
right.
you.
Have a good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, you got more stuff you want to go to, or are we going to take another caller?
I don't. Take another caller.
All right. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
Hello.
Hello, come in. Jesse
Kennedy. I don't even know if I got the right number. I'm looking for the cotton candy samurai. Is this the man? I just had to call and represent the Great Northwest, see what's going on down there.
Dude, I appreciate you, Jesse. Listen, man, Ryan Wilson come down here a while back. I don't know if he told you, but he brought this cat that he works with named David. And this
yeah,
guy,
Davey.
Yeah. He's too much, man. Like, I'm not lying to you. Like, y'all say the same exact things. Like, he slaps Ryan around about like you did. It's awesome, man.
Right on,
so,
man.
Been crawling any logs here lately?
Oh, you know that. Damn right.
Jesse Kennett, guys, professional bullfighter from Oregon. Just an awesome hand. He was entered at the Thunder Equal Games this year. He drew deep the first round. Frank Newsom was head first round, and he drew a bull that had been to more freestyle bullfights than he actually has.
So, that's true. Right on, Ross. Hey, well, dude, you sound like a busy man. I'll let you go. I'll just call to say what's up and roll tide.
Hey, I love it, brother. Good to hear you. Thank you. And go Ducks. Go Ducks.
I heard that. All right, Ross. I love you, buddy. I'll call you in a week or two.
All right, I'll call you tonight.
All right, cool. Bye.
Daggone, Ross. I'm going to tell you what, man. You bring some daggone Alabama fans, too, man. And y'all just rubbing it in. I've been sitting over here being real quiet, being a Gator fan and all. But I'll tell you what, man. There's always next year. There's always next year. You know what, though? Gators came out and made a statement, son. You saw that freaking – I know you watched that Gator bowl game, too, man. Them boys weren't playing around, man. They made a statement saying that, guess what? Freaking Alabama got away with one there.
All right, well, let's say this. Do you want to put $100 down right now, like for next year? I mean, let's go in and lay it down on air so I can go back to February the 14th and go and click our $100 bet down.
All right, Ross, I'll put $100 down on my Gators. Without Tebow, I'll put $100 down.
All right, $100 down, but I had to twist his arm. All you fans, all you listeners, y'all heard us twisting his arm. Hey, and I want to say something. I wish Sam Boudreaux was on the phone again. The LSU, I'll put $100 on that one, too. I mean, I know I'm kind of going out on a limb there saying both of them, but I'm rolling with the tide all the way if I lose my whole check. Ain't no biggie.
Hey, I don't know, man. I ain't got enough.
$100.
I ain't got enough. Now, I tell you, Alabama lost this year. We got something for Alabama next year. Now, I'll tell you what, that LSU game, though, I'd be just as worried about that one there, too.
I say this, Scott. Y'all better turn an alligator loose in the locker room before the game. That's all the only chance. We ain't lost. People were coming with the tide one more time, baby. It ain't quitting. It is not quitting. Let's go to another topic.
All right, Ross. We got another one, man. Let's see if we can jump on out there. You're on the Ross Hill Hour.
Hello.
Come in, Berlin.
Can you hear me?
Every day, all day. It's got to be Tim Hill.
This is your dad.
Oh,
everybody's looking for you down here at the Dixie National. They want to know where Ross Hill is.
Well, man, I can't tell you how disgusted I am that I missed it this year. I didn't tell you how much I won in North Carolina. I'm sure you've done heard now, but I was a little embarrassed about it. I assumed that I was going to make more than I make, and that's why the vocabulary of the word today is assume, to take for granted or without proof. So next time, don't assume. You know, I think you was the one that taught me what assume actually meant.
Exactly. Well, everybody's been coming in down here asking where you at, and I told them you was in North Carolina this weekend and wouldn't be here for the Dixie National. We've had a good rodeo this year, and everything, of course, still going good. Still got two more days of rodeo. And anyway, I got my friend Kenny Glidden here with you with America's Trail Ride Association. You got a minute to talk to him?
Yeah, sure. I don't know that I want to know what he's got to say, but yeah, put him on.
Hey, Ross, how you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Kenny. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're down here at the Dixie National watching the rodeo.
Man, y'all are rubbing it in. You're twisting it right now. I know that's where I should be.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask about you.
Well,
maybe
you can
come next time.
We'll live to see another one. Hey, listen, I got to put Dad back on the phone just a minute. I'm running short on time. Put Dad back on there just for a second for me, Kenny. Hey, appreciate you calling in. Nice to see you. Hope everything's good, and good luck 2010.
All right, appreciate it.
See you, brother. Hey, tell Bear I said hello.
All right.
Hey, Dad, you think you could throw the joke real fast? Scott, do we have any callers on the line?
Yeah, I think we got a couple in here, or we got one.
I got to have this joke. Dad, could you throw the Zach Lee joke? Would that be okay, or do you want to save it for next week?
Yeah, we'll save it for next week.
That'll work. Zach Lee for next week. Everybody will know.
Yeah.
That'll be next week's vocabulary of the word.
All right.
All right, Dad, love you. Thank you for calling. We'll see you later.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
you're
Scott,
on the Ross Hill Hour.
This is the Ross Hill Hour. Come in, Berlin. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Come on.
Yo, I'm calling back on that shaving kit.
All right.
I think I got it figured out.
All right, well, I'm going to show your voice, man. You can't stick the phone up to the computer or nothing.
No, all right, now. Y'all ready for this?
We're ready.
You can call in and listen, or you can get online.
All right, it's Nodar Humiridishvili.
Internet. It runs on internet. It's one of them internet radios.
Dad, you're still
making
on the phone.
Making
Hey, Scott, can you cut the conversation?
Hour-long talk show every Sunday night.
Yeah. All right, you're still on the
dark
show Sunday night. Confusion going on. I don't know what to do.
I'm telling you, Ross, I'm lost, man. He's over there having two different conversations, one with you and one with whoever's on the other line.
Line, and then he's on the live line. You know.
All right,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, man. We're all over the place here. I don't know what's going on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Cody.
Yo.
I want to say, man, you got a chance to say it one more time, but you was all wrong.
Oh, come on now.
Try it one more time.
All right, here we go. Nodar Humirada Shavili.
You're out. Man.
Pretty good try, son.
Cody,
wow.
It was worth a try. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm something for him. What's that, Ross?
Oh, come on.
Hey, I want to say this. Cody Webster, y'all, you guys, everybody listening,
yeah.
That's probably one of the only times that you'll hear Cody Webster
get
booed. Get
that bull ride, man.
Kid is a centripetal. He is awesome. Bullfighter. He won the world championships in 2009. Cody Webster is your current 2009 world champion. Rex Dunn's deals. Cody, I don't know if you heard, but I am back in Ada.
Back in Ada.
Hey, tell Dad to hang up the phone.
Brother, that's awesome.
All right, sweet, sweet. So you better
shut awesome.
Above
him. All I'm telling you is you better go find your new pair of cleats because the one you've been wearing ain't going to be easy to beat.
Hey, I said that first.
Come on now.
Cody, thank you for calling, man. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, man. God bless. See you.
All right, see you, dog. God bless you, too.
All right, Ross, man. Our phone lines have finally quieted down, buddy, but we are out of time, man.
I see that. Hey, listen, do we have time to play in my Mexico song? The one song that I love that I mentioned last week or a couple weeks back, January 31st, we didn't get to play it because Matt didn't have it down. Matt the Cat Thompson has recorded it today. He recorded this song just so we could have it on the show tonight. Can we play one before we go, or is it a scheduled time limit?
No, we can do it in closing the song out, or in closing the show out.
That'll work. I want to introduce this song. Matt the Cat's going to give you a quick story, a run-through. Matt, you want to give it to him right quick?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's a song. It's called, we're doing Mexico? Okay, yeah, Mexico. All right, yeah, I wrote it, man, a few years back. It's about I was in high school, man, and all these kids were going to Mexico and stuff for the, senior trip or whatever. But I didn't have the cash to go or anything like that, so I just sat at home and wrote a song about it. So that's basically all about how it goes.
Right on.
It's one of my favorite songs. Everybody, everywhere we go, it's their favorite songs. Scott, I want to thank you again this week for running the sport. I want to thank all the listeners, man. You don't know how much it means to me to have y'all call in. This show is busier than ever. Maybe next week it'll be 2 hours. I never thought that I would have to bump it up an hour in just our second show, Scott. But we might be able to. We might not. I kind of like this quick, fast in an hour because at least it runs fast. But I want to say just everybody be blessed. Keep your head up. Keep it trucking. And, 2010, it's here.
Now, wait a second, Ross. Before you jump off, our next show is going to be next Sunday, correct?
That is correct. Next Sunday, 9 o'clock, same time, tune in. We got a bunch that we didn't bring out tonight. We're going to bring out next Sunday. I got a shout out coming from Matt.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the girls in Tennessee, man. I'm going to put it like that. Valentine.
Is that
all
like
right
every serious? They're going to know who they are, you know. Okay, the girls in Tennessee that know who they are, I'll give a shout out to the girls in Tennessee. I want to give out the whole state, Matt says. I want to give out a shout out, a happy Valentine's to my mama. I love you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. KK, for taking care of Dad so well. My grandmother, I want to say that she is all out, always worried about me fighting bulls and everything, you know, and I just want her to know that it's really the road that I feel like I have to travel, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. I love it, and I know she knows that, and she's content with it. So to all the my sister Shelly, Nevaeh, Amber, happy Valentine's, everybody. And to all you other ladies, happy Valentine's. Anyway, bless y'all.
Right,
I'm out.
All right, Ross, we'll catch up with you on next Sunday night. That's 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, rodeo fans, until then, y'all get a grip with MakingAid.com. We'll see you next week. Closing it out, we got Matt the Cat with Mexico.
I bought a one-way ticket to Mexico. You know I hate to fly, but here I go. And what I'll do for cash, well, I just don't know. Maybe play the soul guitar down in some old smoky bar where I can drink tequila and margarita, go out dancing with senorita, stay out and drink all night long, go to bed at the crack of dawn, wake up with an aching head, all alone in an empty bed, maybe take a walk along the coast, yeah, that's what I'll do, down in Mexico. I'll take this ring off my hand and dig a hole there in the sand. And I swear I'll bury it with all our plans. 'Cause girl, you know how things go when you're lying on a beach in Mexico. When you drink tequila and margaritas, go out dancing with senoritas, stay out and drink all night long,
This is Weasel, and you're listening to the Ross Hill
Club.